OPBC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church in Northfield, Minnesota. We are live here. It is 2:12 p.m. Central Time on Friday. It is April 12th, 2024. And wow, crazy stuff going on, right? So all sorts of crazy things always going on in the world today. And we're going to talk about that today. Carl says, Pastor, I just finished watching your Wednesday evening service. Answered prayer. The Lord revealed to you what you will preach about in Canada. All right. Well, praise the Lord for that. I'm glad you've been praying, and I'm looking forward to all that. And let's see. Okay. Dan's wife, Angie. Good timing. Okay. You're driving back to Stillwater. Okay, you saw a fox in the land. Wow, that's nice. Yeah, I like seeing foxes. I see them out here once in a while. To answer a prior question, I had leftovers, marinated London broil with garlic and oil and pasta. That sounds excellent, Christine. That sounds excellent. Good, good. Sounds great. All right, let's see. Who else is on here this afternoon? We've got Teresa, who looks like she was first. I don't know. Maybe Jessica was first. I don't know. It doesn't. All I see is somebody saying hi to Jessica when Teresa's on there first. So maybe she was. Aaron is on here. Let's see. Teresa's on here. Joey Mack. All right. He's on there. Carl. Carl's back home, it sounds like. All right. Your lunch is on here. Gregory Pace. And let's see, who else do we have here? Becca. And Damon. Damon is on here. Damon. Okay. Well, I don't think I miss anybody so far. Jody. And there we go. So we have 50 on here right now. Boy, I don't know, man. I could almost swear they didn't want to send this out to people. That might have triggered a bunch of people here with this title, you think? Maybe, but it is news. And it is newsworthy. And it is incumbent upon the gospel preacher to address the signs of the times and to deal with the things that are present. It is incumbent upon them that they do that. We ought not run from the present controversies. We ought to stand there face to face, and we ought to deal with the present controversies. We should not shrink from them. We should not walk back from them. All right? Luke is driving to Cordova, Illinois. Well, Luke, I used to live right by Cordova, Illinois, so I know exactly where Cordova, Illinois is. There's a power plant in Cordova, Illinois, I believe. At least I thought there was. So wonderful. I've been to Cordova, Illinois. I think there's a racetrack in Cordova, Illinois, too. Are you going to make it back up here tonight, Luke, or are you going to be down in Cordova, Illinois? Are you stranded there till tomorrow? Because if you are, not too far from there is my hometown of Geneseo, Illinois. And if you are there, you ought to go there and you ought to eat La Roma's pizza. Got to stop in there and see Severio Cucuru and eat some La Roma's pizza. His dad, Sammy, was from Sicily and started La Roma's Pizza. Very good pizza. Grew up eating that pizza. Man, good stuff. You won't be that far from there. Everybody needs to eat Sammy's pizza. Anyway. Many pastors won't deal with these topics. They are not comfortable. And, you know, they can't keep their polished, fundy look. You know, it's so great because, you know, they could remain respectable. Well, I look like a maniac. Right? So they could remain respectable. Just like when I'm out on the street. That's why these guys don't preach out in the street. These pastors, a lot of them. Why won't they? Well, they don't keep their respectability. They're going to lose their... They're going to lose their image. Preaching out there on the street like that. All them heathen walking up to them. I was just kind of musing on that earlier. I posted this. Meditating on how many times in the Bible when men preached, everyone wanted to kill them. And wonder today why most preachers don't make anyone mad. Well, they're respectable. Like that JW told me. Hey. She said, my minister doesn't talk to me like that. Well, I know. He sent a woman out to do a man's job. Of course he didn't. You little raging feminist. I didn't say that part. I was much more sophisticated, nicer than that, and I was very... Well, I wasn't very professional because she told me that her minister was nothing like me. I'm like, you got that right, lady. But anyway, but these pastors, they don't make anybody mad at them. So really, for the most part, nobody really gets mad. And I was just reading today in my devotions in the book of Luke. I think it was chapter 5 or 6. And Jesus preached to them, and they took him out up to a mount on top of a hill, and they were getting ready to throw him off the hill. And I was like, wow, that's some good preaching right there. Woo! I'm going to tell you what. If you're preaching, and they want to pick you up and throw you off the top of the mountain, that's some good preaching right there. Huh? Now that's some really good preaching there. That's what happened. And I'm thinking to myself, self? How come most of these preachers don't make anybody mad like that? Because they always tell us, hey, preach more like Jesus. Why? You want to throw me off the mountain or what? They're like, oh, you got to preach more like Jesus. Right? Let's see if I can find that. I don't think it's that one. I don't think it must be 6, maybe. Yeah. No, it might be 5. It might just be 5. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Yeah, it's Luke, yeah. Maybe it is 6. See, now I'm losing my track of my thought here. Really, it doesn't matter. But anyway, they got angry. They went to the top of the hill. And they wanted to throw him down the hill. They were like, nope, he's gone. We're going to chuck him right down this mountain. That's what we're going to do. We are going to chuck him right down this hill. And then he disappeared in their presence. I think that's what it says. Let's see here. See if I find it here. Actually, it's midst, I think. I should have marked it, of course, but that's okay. We're going to get started here pretty soon. There'll be lots of stuff to make people mad. Let's see. Hold thy peace. Okay. Yeah, I can't find it. Anyway, that's okay. Anyway, but it was interesting, to say the least. And it is. It's all over, right? It's all over the scriptures how many times they wanted to kill him. I mean, look at John the Baptist. He lost his head because some Jezzy got mad at him. Man, was she one tick Jezebel. She's like, you can't tell me I can't be a whore. What are you talking about? Who do you think you are telling me I can't be a whore? So what'd she do? She purposed it in her heart that she's going to find a way to kill that old boy. Right? And what did she do? She found a way to kill him. And kill him she did. She had his head whacked off, right? That's right. So, I mean, it is the gospel way that men will be mad at you, right? That's the way that it is. So, you know, for some reason, and by the way, I think I'm going to be shooting a video sometime soon about that Governor Walz in Minnesota, Governor Walz and the Democrats want to outlaw your Bible. I think I'm gonna do a video on that. I've seen some things on that, and you know, some legislation coming, and I want to just blast that. So I'm going to, Lord willing, I'm gonna do that, okay? As soon as I get an opportunity. You know, I'm going to study that out a little bit and see what they're doing. And then I'm going to actually deal with that. So that's coming up too. We're going to deal with that. Okay. Well, you know, we covered the Canadian hate speech crimes bill that it was a special that I did with Pastor Jeffrey. If you haven't watched that yet, you can go back and watch that. I'm not sure if I put that on. Let's see if I did put that on. Yeah, it's called Muzzling the Ox in Canada. So, unfortunately, if anything is on YouTube, it gets no hits. It's just the way it goes. If it's on YouTube, it gets no hits. I get more on Sermon Audio and more on Rumble. You know, we do a live stream and we get like 300 on a 4-hour YouTube live stream out street preaching. On Rumble, we get like 1,600 views on a live stream. You see the difference? So it's just stupid. That's why I don't put anything on YouTube hardly ever. I hate it. I hate that whole platform. It's just stupid. They're a bunch of ninnies. Anyway, so let them have it. Now, we are going to talk about this, though. Scotland has been taken by a storm here with this hate speech crime bill that they passed over there. And basically, all it is literally silencing sanity. That's all it is. And so we need to talk about this because people need to be aware of what's going on in the world today. Especially Christians need to wake up. Where are all the pastors in Scotland? Where are all the pastors in America? Where are all the pastors in Canada? Hitting the streets and standing against these lies. Where? You know, why aren't they standing up? And why are we the only ones outside of a LGBTQ church, transgender church? Where's the rest of the pastors? So, well, that's not what their calling is. Really? To go in public and preach the gospel? And tell very confused people and satanically controlled people and children that they're believing a lie? That's not their calling? I thought that was all of our callings. Okay. Okay. Maybe it's not. Where's all their videos against the transgender movement? Where's their preaching against... For male and female, where are they preaching and standing up and getting out there and telling the truth and informing people and teaching them the truth about these things? Where are their videos? You know, where are the pastors? Instead, what you have is like the dissenter will have archives, right? And show how the Southern Baptists are going on queer conference broadcast with Preston Sprinkle, that little Fruit Loop. And going on their broadcast and going on the queers broadcast and the former head of the Southern Baptist Convention dancing to I Want to Feel the Heat with somebody, and that guy ends up being a queer and gets kicked out of the church. Right? Where are the fighting fundamentalists at? What are they fighting for? And don't give me that garbage that, oh, well, you know, we only fight for the... No, that's not the fighting fundamentalist. Where are all the fighting fundamentalists at? Where did they go? Where did they all go? It's like, what happened to them? Did they just run away? Did they really just like give up and like quit? Or they're all like retreated? What happened? Good question, huh? Good question. Like, what happened to the fighters? Where did they go? So now the fighting fundamentalists, they're not fighting anybody. And now I see all their sons and daughters turning into queers and lesbians. Right? They just ran off, right? Just took off, quit, gave up, quit fighting. Guess so. I guess they're done, right? They're certainly not willing to stand up for anything. Are they? No, they're pretty much done with that. Right, they're fighting God and they're fighting those that are standing against their wickedness. They used to stand up against the sin of the times. Remember, okay. Remember, if you remembered history, the fighting fundamentalists, right? They would stand against the queer agenda. They would stand against evolution. They would stand against abortion. They would stand against all of those other issues. Now they don't say anything. Right? MacArthur was never a fighting fundamentalist. Okay, so here we go. Governing Scottish National Party sees support fall the lowest in a decade. Amid hate speech law chaos. So people are... There's an outcry. There's a backlash in Scotland. Right? There's literally a, I'm cold. I got to put this on. There's a backlash going on in Scotland right now. A poll conducted by YouGov amid the implementation of the deeply controversial and draconian speech restrictions showed that the Labour Party has surpassed Humza Yousaf's Scottish National Party for the first time since the 2014 Scottish independence referendum. With 33% of the public backing Labour in Westminster, voting intentions compared to 31%. According to the leading poll experts, Sir John Curtis, the survey means that the SNP is on pace to only receive 18 seats in the UK Parliament. a potential disastrous decline for the 2019 general election when the Separatist Party had won 30. Meanwhile, the Scottish brand of the left-wing Labour Party is predicted to win 28 seats in the northern British county. The Scottish Daily Express described the polling as indicating a potential apocalypse for Yusuf and his leftist party. Meanwhile, the polling suggests that the SNP and Labour would each secure 43 seats in the 2026 Scottish parliament elections, potentially jeopardizing the Scottish National Party's ability to maintain its grip on power over the locally devolved government, which it has held for nearly two decades. So people are starting to wake up, right? Why? Because there's going to be this push against Marxism worldwide. Oh, it's not cold outside. I just went for a 3-mile walk. It's cold in here because I didn't turn the heat up. And this is like a cave in here. Separate polling has shown that 70% of Scottish public are in favor of ousting Yusuf and his government following years of division and decline. Furthermore, less than 30% of respondents were in agreement with calling the current government competent. Well, what's going on? They're starting to see their liberty stolen from them. Because they're like, wait a minute. How come these people can come in and tell us that we can't speak? Right? How can they do that? The imposition of the new speech restrictions, which criminalize stirring up hatred against certain protected groups with a penalty of up to 7 years in prison, was mired in chaos from the very first day of its implementation, as Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling openly defied the government and dared the police to arrest her for publicly declaring that several high-profile Scottish transgender individuals were, in fact, men. So here's this woman that's more manly than most of the preachers in America and Scotland. Okay? So she stands up because she's a feminist. Because she's a feminist, she stands up and she says, look, you're not going to say men or women. I'm a woman. And I know what a woman is. So you're not going to tell me that that's a woman. Right? Police Scotland apparently reticent to lock up one of Scotland's most prominent figures, an international megastar author, announced that it would not criminally charge Rowling, despite insistence from the SNP government ministers that misgendering would be a violation of the new speech restrictions. So, what they want to do is tell you that if you don't hold to the state religion of evolution, the religion of the beast, that your sex can evolve. If you don't believe that and accept the religion of the beast, we're going to throw you in prison. Do you understand? This is a religion. I've told you that before. This is a religion. This is the religion of the beast. That's what it is. It is the religion of the beast. And if you don't accept the religion of the beast, they're going to do what all governments do when you don't bow to their state-sponsored God. When you worship your God, the God of the Bible, you're going to be cast in the burning fiery furnace, or you're going to be thrown in jail. You're not going to be allowed to serve your God. You have to accept the religion of the beast. Do you understand that? Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. You will be transformed into godhood. The transformation will take place. The trans abomination will take place. Every religion is okay except biblical Christianity. Bible-believing biblical Christianity is not. Why? Because it is completely exclusive and based upon the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whom they slew and hung on a tree. They would not have this man to rule over them. This is the gospel of Antichrist. And some of you preachers out there think it's a waste of time in dealing with these things. Number one, you're a bunch of pansies is what you are. I think you got lace in your underwear. That's what I think. Because you won't deal with it. This is the gospel of Antichrist. That's what it is. It's exactly what it is. It is the transformation. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. They are preaching godhood. I'm not talking about these preachers that don't stand up. I'm talking about the devils in this religion. The devils in this religion, it's their status religion. It's the religion of the beast. You can alter whatever you like. You can be whatever you like. Ye shall be as gods. So they won't tackle it. They're not going to talk about it. They're going to let the gender mob run over them. I don't hear too many independent fundamental Baptists over in California preaching on these things. I think they're worried about losing their 501c3 status. I think they're worried about losing their 501c3 status, their Baptist colleges. You know, the best thing that could happen to those churches is that they lose that Baptist college. The best thing that ever happened. But instead, they have their million-dollar empires. They got their million-dollar empires, man. Misgendering. So you got to guess what their gender is. When I see them in the store and I see, I don't know what they are. I tell them that. I don't know what you are. You're not allowed to misgender me. You don't misgender me. Oh my goodness, you just misgendered me. Oh my goodness. Because you're a cisgender. Right? So that's what they teach, right? That you have to be able to guess what their gender is. And if you don't guess what it is, well, you're in trouble. You're in a lot of trouble, right? I guess so. So they want to throw you in jail for not believing their fairy tale. And more closely, you could say, they want to throw you into jail, right? They want to throw you into jail for not accepting their religion. Reminds me of this right here.
I'm a Christian, but I'm totally not judgmental.
I'm a Christian, but I'm totally not arrogant.
I'm a Christian, but unlike most other Christians, I'm totally not rude.
Are most other Christians rude?
Shut your stupid face, Trevor!
I'm a Christian, but I totally don't think I'm better than other people.
Thinking that you're better than other people is like putting yourself on a pedestal. And I don't do that. Like, Christians who put themselves on pedestals are way down here. But I am not that kind of Christian. I'm way up here.
I'm a Christian, but I'm totally not stupid.
I don't unquestioningly believe something just because my pastor tells me it's true. I unquestioningly believe something because my gender studies professor tells me it's true.
I'm not one of those science-hating, illiterate fundamentalists who doesn't believe in evolution.
Actually, a lot of creationists are really well-educated, intelligent people.
Not according to Bill Nye, moron. And he should know, because he has a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering, and he used to pretend to be a scientist on television.
I'm a Christian, but I totally don't believe any of the Bible's teachings on sexual morality.
I'm the kind of Christian who is firmly committed to living a way that 1 Corinthians says makes me not a Christian.
Did you know that the average Christian kills almost 18 gay people every year?
That's not true.
It is true.
I'm a Christian, but I'm totally a feminist.
Definitely a feminist.
Oh, totes a feminist over here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wouldn't really call myself a feminist.
What?
Excuse me?
What's the matter with you, bro? Or however you self-identify.
Oh my gosh, trigger warning much, Trevor?
Trevor, if you don't say you're a feminist right now, I'm gonna drive down to the morgue, cut the ovaries out of a cadaver, and superglue them to your forehead.
Fine, I'm a feminist.
Yeah, you'd better be, you pathetic waste of an X chromosome.
Being a Christian is all about loving people.
It's about being kind.
It's about accepting all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds, whether they're liberals or other liberals.
Being a Christian is all about changing your beliefs to please the unbelieving world, and then calling your fellow Christians haters when they refuse to stop believing the thing you totally believed 5 seconds ago.
Isn't it about Jesus? Isn't Christianity about how Christ Jesus, true God and true man, died and rose again to save us from our sins and to win eternal life for all mankind?
Oh, there you go. That's what that reminds me of, right? Okay, back to our article here. So, let's see. Let me get back there. There we go. Okay. So, the novel system has also been overrun with a deluge of reports, with the police revealing on Wednesday that it had received 7,152 complaints in the first week of the law. As Police Scotland said, they would investigate all claims, which senior officers have warned will take away manpower from policing actual crimes. Okay. So, in other words, they're going to have police officers run around and say, he called me a girl, but he was supposed to call me a boy. He called me a boy, but he was supposed to call me a girl. Really? What is this, like third grade? Really? So cops are going to be running around asking, did you call her a girl? I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what that thing is. However, this week, the force admitted that only around 3% of complaints were actually being investigated, with just 240 reports being looked at as hate speech offenses. The vast majority of complaints were reportedly made anonymously. The head of the Scottish Police Federation, which represents frontline officers, David Threadgold, has claimed that many of the alleged hate speech or such speech reports made to police were from members of the public seeking to weaponize the law over personal grudges or to advance a political agenda. You mean they're like, so, like, some queer made it up because they were mad, so they go, hate speech! So they just said everything was like hate speech? So they could get their friend investigated by the Gestapo. So the Gestapo come knocking on your door. So the Gestapo come and knock on your door and say, hey, don't call Billy Sally, okay? You stop doing that. But they want the power to throw you in prison for it. Right? But see, here's what you have to understand. This is not about that. This is about biblical Christianity. This is about silencing preachers. That's what it's about. It's not about anything else. You've got to understand that's really what it's about. The J.K. Rowling, the witch, she's going to get away with it. She has $1 billion, and she's part of the religion of the beast. It's about biblical Christians. See, here's what 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse number 15 and 16 says. And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy. Years ago, I preached a sermon about that. Till there was no remedy. Right? That's really what it comes down to. Is that they will push this. They will shed innocent blood in the land. Until there is no remedy. That's the way it'll go. See, if they silence the preachers, if they can shut them up and the gospel preachers up completely, if they can do that, then they have no warning left. There'll be no warnings left. Yusuf, the architect of the law, has attempted to claim that the opposition of the restrictions has only come from right-wing figures, including longtime liberals J.K. Rowling and American comedian Joe Rogan. However, a survey found that 21% of the public, that just 21% of the public are supportive of the new law, compared to about 45% who believe that the anti-free speech legislation should be repealed. Right? The Scottish leader receives more hate speech complaints than J.K. Rowling as police swamped with reports. Marvel that. People actually, you know, really don't want to be shut up. Right? They really don't want to be shut up. They really don't want you to be able to tell them what they can think and they can't think. Or what they could speak and they can't speak. J.K. Rowling rips leftist celebrities after medical review rejects transing children. So this is another important thing. Here there's even doctor's reports. We already know what the Bible says. In the beginning, God made them male and female. That's pretty easy. I mean, that's fairly simple, isn't it? That one's not hard to understand. It's fairly simple that in the beginning, God made them male and female. Famed Harry Potter writer J.K. Rowling went on an extended X rant to blast the left for the harm it's done to children after the release of an important medical study in the UK that shows that her stance against widespread transgenderism was right all along. Rowling was responding to the release of a report by Dr. Hilary Cass that found that the entire concept underlying child transgender procedures is built on a shaky foundations with little scientific evidence of their effectiveness. The study outright rejects puberty blockers and decries how the far left medical community has bullied those who question transgenderism. You see, these doctors that are prescribing puberty blockers, they're sorcerers. They are sorcerers. And they're the magicians and the sorcerers. And they're destroying children's lives. Most of the children regret this after they've done it. Most of them completely regret that as they get older in life. Why? Well, your brain isn't fully formed until you're about 25, for the most part, for a man. Hence why foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. they learn not to be foolish. The rod of correction driveth it far from them, right? They learn not to be foolish. But foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. The report into how the tax-funded NHS treats children who believe they are transgenders calls for major changes in the way of UK's medical system approaches transgenderism and suggests major changes. For instance, the report says that hormone drugs should no longer be given to anyone under age 18 and that the basis of treatments given by the NHS have been based on practices with little development, mental rigor, and transparency. In other words, you're giving kids, children, puberty blockers. Now, I'm going to go back to this concept here. Whether you live in America, Scotland, Canada, Ireland, the UK. Parent your children. Why are your children exposed to these fools, and why are they confused about any of these things? When any type of confusion arises in a child, it takes the firm hand and direction of parents and the guidance of parents to show them what is right. Children get crazy ideas in their minds sometimes. Children are not always, they have questions that arise in their minds and their hearts at times. All of those things are normal parts of a child's life. Even the strangest, most scariest, creepiest things ever that come in their mind. Okay? But those things pass. They don't stay with them. They grow up, they mature, they're guided out of foolishness, they're guided out of those crazy things, those hormonal things. They're given a good, safe, biblical environment to live in. And those things pass. With a stable mother and father. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a firm believer that most people take their children to a doctor way too much anyway. I'm always shocked at the amount of times people take their children to the doctor. Now, if it's bad, you got to go in, you got to go in. I get it. But I don't believe in this whole normal thing where you take your children to the doctor like all the time. For me, I'm like, okay, for what? Like, oh, they need these regular checkups and they need these regular this and regular, really? Why? What for? Like, what for? I'm just shocked at the way people, how much people take their children to the doctor. Like, wow, really that much? Again, if they're bad, if they're sick, if it's bad, if. Okay, I get it. But when it's not, it's like, what's the purpose? Why do they trust doctors so much? I'm not talking about if your kid's bad, sick, that you don't go to the hospital or the doctor or whatever. But nowadays, people take their children to a doctor. I don't either, Andrea. I don't either. We don't either, Andrea. We don't. We just don't do that. Kids live through colds without going to the hospital. They really honestly do. Okay, the reports, let's see, it makes a little, yep. When conducting the review, I found that in gender medicine, those pillars are built on shaky foundations, Dr. Cass says in the much-anticipated report. Rowling was furious, not because the report went against her own viewpoint, but because she's been so thoroughly excoriated by the left, despite her being aligned with this report in the first place. Over the last 4 years, Hillary Cass has conducted the most robust review of the medical evidence for transitioning children that's ever been conducted. Mere hours after his release to the press and public, committed ideologues are doubling down, Rowling wrote in the first of seven X posts. These are people who've deemed opponents far right for wanting to know there are proper checks and balances in place before autistic, gay, and abused kids, groups that are all overrepresented gender clinics, are left sterilized, inorgasmic, lifelong patients, she continued. You turn them into a bunch of eunuchs and zombies. Right? They turn them into a bunch of zombies. The children book series scribe added, I understand that the review's conclusions will have some come as a seismic shock to those who've hounded and demonized whistleblowers and smeared opponents as bigots and transphobes, but trying to discredit Hillary Cass's work isn't merely misguided, it's actively malign. Even if you don't feel ashamed of cheerleading for what now looks like severe medical malpractice. Of course it is. Because these children are either male or female. That's it. And they've taken them in clinics. And they have chemically castrated them. Right? They've chemically castrated them. And destroyed their bodies forever. That's what they've done. Destroying those children's lives. Right? J.K. Rowling said over the last 4 years, Hillary Cass has conducted the most robust review of the medical evidence for transitioning children that's ever been conducted. Mere hours after his release, right? They flipped out on her. Rowling went on to point a finger at those who advocated for these Mengele-like procedures on children. Right. You do realize these are the Nazis, right? That these people that are doing this to children, they are the same Nazi experiments that were done on the Jews. The Jewish children. You get it, right? You get it, right, that it's a Holocaust on those children? The same people we hired for Operation Paperclip and brought all the Nazis over to the United States and put them in the government, the fascists, Nazis and fascists, the fascists. These are the same people running experiments on children. You get it, right? These are the same. She's not lying. She's telling the truth. They're the same people. They're the same people running experiments. On children. Feeding them experimental hormone drugs. Changing the makeup of their body, altering it. And if I sound angry, it's because I'm bloody angry, she wrote. I read Cass this morning and my anger's been mounting all day. Kids have been irreversibly harmed and thousands are complicit, not just medics, but the celebrity mouthpieces, unquestioning media and cynical corporations. So if you read these reports, it's saying you're basically mangling, no pun intended, these children. You're destroying these children. What's different about this than the Nazi camps? Nothing. Nothing. The consequences of this scandal will play out for decades. You cheered it on. What does she mean by that, decades? Will you realize what you're doing to the future? Not having children, mutilating the children that you have, right? Not having children, mutilating the children that you have, euthanizing your own children, sterilizing your own children. Destroying your future. That's what they're doing. They're destroying their own future. She said the consequence of the scandal will play out for decades. You cheered it on. You did all you could to impede and misrepresent research. You tried to bully people out of their jobs for opposing you. Young people have been experimented on, left infertile and in pain. I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that, what she said. That's exactly what they've done. They've experimented on children, left them infertile and in pain. And what I'm trying to figure out through it all, where are all the Baptist preachers talking about it? In Scotland? In America? In the UK? Why don't they see the need to talk about that? Do they think it won't touch their church? Is that what they think? Is that what they think, that it won't touch their church? Is that what it is? That these pastors feel no need to deal with these issues? They're worried about being sued? I'm going to read that statement again because it's powerful. The consequences of this scandal will play out for decades. You cheered it on. You did all you could to impede and misrepresent research. You tried to bully people out of their jobs for opposing you. Young people have been experimented on, left infertile and in pain. She concluded writing, I thought the last tweet was going to be my last, but I just burst into tears. The cast review may be a watershed moment, but it comes too late for the detransitioners who've written me heartbreaking letters of regret. Today's not a triumph. It's the laying bare of a tragedy. So what she's saying is that, like, you've destroyed these children. And, like, yeah, now the evidence is out, but you were allowed to transition all these children. And there's detransitioners, which we've covered them, that want so badly to have a normal life again. They want so badly to go back to their old life. But they can't. Why can't they? Because their bodies are completely destroyed. Their bodies have been mutilated. That's why. They destroyed them. And that's what the transgender movement does. It's a movement led by a bunch of devil-possessed psychopaths. They are devil-possessed scientists and doctors who are absolute psychopaths. They are absolutely psychotic. They are devil-possessed fascist Nazi scientist. That's who, they're the same people. This is how you realize that the Nazis and the Marxists work together, because they're both working to this end. Rowling is not the only one in the UK attacking the far left for its support of transgendering children. Secretary of State for Health and Social Care Victoria Atkins blasted the UK's Labour Party for suddenly supporting the CAST report when they were part of the problem all along. Labour has spent the last 10 years trying to shut women up when it comes to this. They've been part of the ideology, the culture wars, creating an atmosphere of intimidation for anyone who dared to question this ideology. So it is a little bit rich of the Labour Party to be lecturing the rest of us now, having been so forthright in their support for this ideology of the past. Well, see, and I would argue with you that the feminist movement is what started all of this. Because, see, if the feminist movement never came to pass, you would never have the homosexual movement. You would never have the feminist movement didn't come to pass. You'd never have the women's rights movement. If the women's rights movement never came to pass, you would never have the homosexual movement. The homosexual movement brought on the transgender movement. When you leave Romans chapter 1, that's the blueprint for the destruction of society. When you leave God's way, there is no more right and wrong. Because, see, J.K. Rowling can't tell you why it's wrong. Not in essence, she can't. Right? She can't tell you why it's absolutely wrong. I can. I can tell you because in the beginning, God made them male and female. And God has a role for a man, and he has a role for a woman. And when the roles of male and female are followed properly, children turn out well, generally speaking. They turn out well. Do you understand that? When society shifted from the traditional roles of male and female, this is the only possible outcome. That's why families, churches need to return to a biblical order. What does that mean? Women got to stop acting butch. They got to put their dresses and their skirts back on. Husbands got to lead. They got to wear the breeches in the family. They got to love their wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. They got to lead their families. We need to return to biblical feminism, biblical masculinity. That's what needs to happen. Instead of women walking around like female men and men walking around like female male females. That our children know the differences. They don't have the answers. J.K. Rowling doesn't have the answer. She just knows it's atrocious what they've done. She's right. It is. But their definition of what a woman is male light. That's the definition of a woman. The definition of a woman to J.K. Rowling is identical rights with a man. That's the definition of a woman. That's not God's definition, right? That's not God's definition. That's the world's. God's definition of a woman is one with a meek and a quiet spirit. One that is submissive to her own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. A keeper at home. See, that part's not popular. We could pick on the trannies. But we can't tell J.K. Rowling, why don't you take your britches off and dress like a woman? By the way, this is what causes women to get mad at me because I say things like that. And then they want to defend their britches wearing. They want to defend their male clothes. But they'll get mad at... They'll get mad at the transgenders. Well, you started it first, lady. You put the britches on and dress like a man first. What are you mad at those men for? Because now they're dressing like a woman. That makes people mad when you say things like that. That'll make people not come to your church, not support your ministry. I don't care. God supports it. God's blessed me. God's taking care of me. God's met my needs. Amen. People don't like that part of it because the remedy and the answer is a return to biblical order. They don't want that. They want to keep their sin and point a finger at these people like that. Well, if J.K. Rowling was a biblical female, she'd have a lot stronger of an argument, I think. Right? But you'll have so many people making excuses of why they can't obey God, especially women. But just remember one thing. If you're not willing to give your britches up, you ain't no different than those women in the 60s that were burning their bras talking about free love. You're exactly the same. You might mask it a little different way, but you're exactly the same. But you know something? That's not popular. This is what I'm talking about. That we're, there's no more fighting fundamentalists like that. I thank God for a feminine wife and daughters and a church when I go there and those women are feminine. They don't run around looking like a bunch of men and acting like a bunch of men. They walk around and they conduct themselves as women, as ladies, as godly biblical ladies. And you can't imagine, you just have no idea how absolutely refreshing that is and how encouraging that is. You have no idea. But it's not popular. Oh, you're taking it too far. No, I'm not. I'm taking it right back to the scriptures where men are men and women are women. And they make those distinctions clear. They're not worried about kowtowing down to the world and what their rights are. They're more concerned with obeying the Lord and being a godly feminine example to other ladies and to their children and to their daughters. Amen. See, I'm not the world. I'm not going to defend things like J.K. Rowling does. She doesn't have the answer. Is she right about this? Yeah. But her conclusions are wrong. Right? Why do these children, these girls, or these boys, how much gender confusion? How much gender confusion is out there because they're raised without understanding the proper roles of the sexes in the first place? Right? They don't know the difference. They don't know what it means to be a young man or a young woman. They don't know. Because they weren't raised by a godly mother or a godly father. So how much confusion comes from that? They go to school and it's confusion. They go to the church and there's no distinction. In their homes, there's no distinction. Wait, you wonder why they're like that? Really? I don't. There's nothing clear. Nothing is clear to them. Everything is blurred. So if not for yourself and to be right with God, why wouldn't a lady and a man want to be dressed the right way, walk the right way, talk the right way, have their hearts surrendered to God so they can say, you know what? I don't want to be a part of the confusion. I don't want to be a part of the confusion of the age. I want to be clear. I don't want to be a part of the confusion. Makes you wonder why more ladies wouldn't be like that. Look, when I see pastors' wives dressing like the world and horrible, I'm just like, I can't even believe that. Like, what chance do they have? Do the children have? What chance do any of them have? And that church have, when there's no godly example of femininity? It's really sad. And older women have a responsibility to teach younger women. Older in the faith as well, to teach younger women. Where's that done in the local New Testament church? Being an example? I'm telling you, it's so not popular. But God just showed me years ago, you just let her wail. Just open up your mouth, open wide your mouth, and you preach. You open it up and you tell them. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. And show my people their transgressions. Because it's necessary. It's needed. And this subject of transgenderism, it always comes back to the proper roles. It always comes back to there. Why? Because that is the answer. I had a young man contact me last night. Man, he made me feel old. He messaged me at like midnight and he said, I talked to you years ago before I went to the military. He said, I'm having a problem with my wife. He said, I'm home all day taking care of my child. I feed him, clothe him, take care of him, do all these things. And I'm tired. I'm exhausted from it. And I said, well, first of all, the first problem is you're not supposed to be doing that. She is. She's supposed to be the one home with him, not you. She's supposed to be the one taking care of him. She's supposed to be the one taking care of the child. You're supposed to be out working. That's how that's supposed to work. You got the roles reversed. And you know what he said? She had a dream to be a nurse. So I let her fulfill her dream. And now she's going to leave me. Yeah. Do you see how absolutely backwards that is? Former military. Do you see how backwards that is? It is absolutely backwards. It is not the way that God intended it to be. And that's why there's so many problems. I let her fulfill her dreams. Well, her dreams should be being your wife and the mother of your children. That should be her dreams. Her dreams should be fulfilling the will of God as a godly wife and a godly mother. That should be her dreams. She shouldn't be dreaming of anything else. Those should be her dreams. I didn't tell him that because I didn't have time to talk about that. It was like 12:30. The will of God should be your dreams, friend. If the will of God is not your dreams, you have bad dreams. I don't care if they're daydreams or night dreams. They're bad dreams. They are nightmares. Do you see how that's wrong? Do you see how messed up that is and how that's messed his whole family up? He can't even be a man because his wife's out making the paycheck for him. Right? Do you see how messed up that is? Puberty blockers could cause long-term fertility and health issues for boys, study finds. May be permanent. Of course it's permanent. Puberty blockers have been shown to cause long-term fertility problems in boys, according to preprint study from Mayo Clinic. The study, which has not yet been peer-reviewed, analyzed more than 130,000 sperm cells for male children with gender dysphoria. All participants were 17 or younger. The researchers analyzed the testicular cells of boys who had been taking puberty blockers for anywhere from 3 months to 52 months and compared them to cells of a control group which had not been on the blockers. Among them on puberty blockers, the researchers identified mild to severe sex gland atrophy, determining that medications accelerating the aging and function of testicular cells. The findings suggest that puberty blockers' impacts may be permanent, disputing claims that such effects can be reversed. They're destroying them. Additional research from Mayo Clinic has linked testicular microlithiasis to an increased risk of testicular cancer. We provide unprecedented histological evidence revealing detrimental pediatric testicular sex gland responses to puberty blockers. Why? It's the same thing as birth control. The most damnable thing a woman can take is ortho-tricycline and the like. Ortho-tricycline is horrible. It has caused breast cancer in more women. I've heard it so often that they get breast cancer from ortho-tricycline. Later, why? They prevented pregnancy. Changed their hormones around. They also had trouble nursing babies. Because when they turned 14, their mom put them on birth control. God never meant for you to block those things. He meant for you to be abstinent until you're married. God never meant for you to take birth control. He meant for you to be abstinent and holy until you're married. Dr. Mark Siegel, clinical professor of medicine at NYU Langone Medical Center and a Fox News medical contributor, was not involved in the Mayo Clinic research, but commented on the use of puberty blockers. Thousands of U.S. children more than ever are experiencing gender dysphoria, and many go on to identify as transgender, Siegel told Fox News Digital. They certainly still face a stigma for this, which needs to be addressed. But at the same time, the growing rush to gender-affirming treatment is disturbing, particularly without parental approval. In 2021, Approximately 42,167 children received gender dysphoria diagnosis, almost triple the 15,172 reported in 17, according to Reuters. Why? Because they're programming them. And much of it is politically driven and may lead to premature treatments that are not offered in the UK, Finland, Sweden, or any other country, Siegel said. Luprolide is a drug they use, or Luprin, which is a type of hormone therapy used for advanced prostate cancer. It also is used to stop early puberty in children. It helps to delay sexual development, such as growth of the breast, testicles, and the start of menstrual periods. It also helps slow down early bone growth to increase the likelihood of reaching normal adult height. They reported 10,000 adverse effects in children, including mood swings, cognitive problems, suicidal thoughts, longer-term fertility problems, seizures, migraines, brittle bones, brain swelling, and vision loss. Transgender individuals are three times more likely than the general population to suffer from anxiety, depression, and neurodevelopmental issues. Why? It's not what they're saying. They say it's because people don't accept it. No, it's because you're drugging them, you fools. You bunch of witch doctors. That's why. You're drugging them. You're altering their bodies and their minds. That's why. You're destroying them. Although some studies have shown that interventions such as puberty blockers may decrease anxiety in the short term, Siegel pointed out that there are no long-term head-to-head trials versus extensive therapy and watchful waiting. Puberty blockers typically lead children down a path to long-term use of transgender-affirming hormones such as estrogen and testosterone, he noted. These hormones carry their own risks. For example, estrogen may increase the incidence of breast cancer. Bottom line, I don't believe puberty blockers should be given routinely to children and teens for gender dysphoria, Siegel said. There are too many long-term risks, including the idea that children or teens may change their minds. In the majority of cases, Siegel recommends that any hormonal intervention or gender reassignment surgeries be delayed until an older age. He added intensive supportive and cognitive therapy makes sense as an initial approach. Anyway. The drugs impact the normal function of spermatogonial stem cells, which are crucial for sperm production and overall reproductive health. But transgender activists don't care. They don't care. The risk goes beyond infertility, the doctor warned. There are also downrange effects of altered hormone levels on brain development, let alone other organ systems. Hormones such as testosterone and progesterone and estrogen are critical for brain development, memory, and cognition. Osborne pointed out, the doctor called for safer and more effective treatments for those with gender dysphoria. Gaining insight into the full impact of these medications, the uses of which was become more prevalent, is crucial for future generations. See, they're destroying these children. They not only are destroying these children, they want to silence you and call it hate speech when you speak out against it. So they're not only destroying them, they're going to silence you. Right? So preachers can't speak out against it. Right? So people can't speak out against it. So family members have to just accept it, shut their mouth, and let them mutilate their children. State-sponsored child abuse. Medical mafia child abuse. State-sponsored child abuse. But see, they're using this transgender issue. So on the same token, here you have Fox News talking about this, right? And saying, you know, that's dangerous for children and for everything. Then you have Fox News having Caitlyn Jenner Bruce Jenner. It's a man. That's not Caitlyn Jenner. That's Bruce Jenner. Talking about OJ. He says, good riddance. Jenner reacted to the death of former NFL running back and accused murderer OJ Simpson by taking to social media to write good riddance. What is this? It's a psyop. Jenner, who's a dude, tried to turn himself into a woman and claim the moral authority in issues like this because Fox News are a bunch of perverts and this is a psyop. Fox News' gender psyop is right here. The Knight of Malta that owns it. The Olympic star. Bruce Jenner. Right? Is gonna... Oh, man, he's telling the truth about how bad OJ is. Same thing as the psyop with J.K. Rowling. Here's J.K. Rowling, the writer of Witchcraft to Children, the producer of movies to Witchcraft to Children, and she's going to stand up for feminism against transgenderism, and then you have the transgender Jenner who's going to say how bad of a murderer OJ was. Right? Well, what is this? It's a psyop. Because the tranny is going to give you moral authority. The tranny is going to give you moral authority. Going to claim moral authority and say these other people are really bad. It's a psyop. Fox News is normalizing transgenderism for you. So you accept it. Because after all, OJ's a murderer. All Bruce Jenner is a tranny. Right? Jenner is not the only one to react to Simpson's death in this way. Right? But what is that? It's just a psyop. So all the conservatives that still watch Fox News are watching a tranny give their moral take on things. Isn't that like having a whore teach you about chastity? Wouldn't that be like a whore teaching you about chastity? When Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and Alex Jones have trannies on. When Tucker Carlson interviews a Catholic priest about religious persecution in Israel, which he just did. Does Israel do persecution? Absolutely they do. But do you think it's funny that the king of persecution, Roman Catholicism, the king of persecution? Go preach at the Vatican and see how much religious liberty you have. Go preach the gospel at the Vatican. Lift up your voice like a trumpet at the Vatican and see how much religious liberty you have, Tucker. They're all working for the Pope. Just like Fox News under the Knight of Malta, working for the Pope, and all the Jesuits that work, all the Jesuits that work for the entertainment and the news organizations, all of them working for the Pope, all of them, all of this agenda, same thing. Out of one side of his mouth, the Pope comes out with this transgender ruling. Out of the other side of his mouth, the hidden secret doctrine is they support it because it's the destruction of people. They run both Marxism and they run fascism. They run both of them. They run both sides of it. And then you got all these people lauding this white basketball girl player, right? Saying how great she is, lifting her up, great model for women. Really? That's a great model for women? Huh. Not a godly one, it ain't. Not a godly one. As they lift her up. Not a biblical example, is it? But it's who they are, right? That's who they are. Let's see. Not that one.
Bring forth the royal diadem and crown.
All right, let's try another one here. Amen. All right, everybody. God bless you. Hope you have a good weekend here. And we'll be just sticking close to home here this weekend. No preaching this weekend. We'll wait till next weekend. Still got some folks that are sick around the church and trying to get everybody healthy and better here. I'll tell you what, we only got about a month to go here on Sunday. We got about a month and about four weeks or so, before we leave. So Sunday, it'll be right around 32 days or something like that. So you pray for us about our trip. Pray the Lord to continue to provide as God pulls everything together here. And if you'd like to give to our ministry, number one, pray for us. Number two, you could support us through PayPal, salvationpreacher@gmail.com. That's salvationpreacher@gmail.com. You could do Venmo, which is Pastor Cooley at iCloud.com. Or you could do Apple Pay, which I think it's just my name. I don't know how that works, actually. I'm not sure how Apple Pay works. I know people just message me, but I think it's PastorCooley@iCloud.com. But anyway, there is a Apple Pay. You can do it from that way, through there. Or Cash App, we have that too as well that you can use. And Or you could mail us something to 1030 Highway 3 South, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. All right? Anyway, but pray for us. All right? We will see you Sunday morning, 10:45 a.m. 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning. We'll be back in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, talking about these six things that the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. And that last one is he that soweth discord among the brethren. Okay? So we're going to talk about he that soweth discord among the brethren. We're going to talk about that, all right? So and then Baptist history Sunday afternoon as well. All right, everybody. God bless you. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.